It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Taylor Swift released a new song called Me, along with a new music video on Friday, and it has already broken records. She broke the record for the most plays in a new upload's first 24 hours with a total of 65.2 million views. The previous record was held by Ariana Grande with Thank You Next, that had 55.4 million plays. Taylor Swift and Panic at the Disco's Brendon Urie will open the Billboard Music Awards with a performance of her new single, Me. It's going to be Wednesday at 8 on Eastern Time, NBC. It will be her first performance on the award show since 2013. Mariah Carey is also going to perform, Halsey, Ciara, the Jonas Brothers, and Kelly Clarkson is going to be hosting.
Kelly Clarkson!
Actress and former SNL cast member Amy Poehler says it's difficult avoiding a full-on panic attack every day when Donald Trump is the president. Poehler tells The Hollywood Reporter, it's really hard to not have a full-on panic attack every day. It's why people are self-medicating. The Parks and Recreation star believes the Trump presidency is particularly hard on women, although she didn't specify why, and revealed that she has to avoid watching President Trump speak. She said, every woman I know has a text group chain. Every morning we just say, can you believe this? Can we break this down together so I don't lose my mind? Honestly, sounds like a personal problem.
I think there's a lot of people that don't like him, but there's also a lot of people that didn't like Obama. I mean, there's always somebody that doesn't like a president.
Oh, 100%. Don't know anyone that didn't like Obama, though, that was having group texts and daily panic attacks.
I don't think he was like, I mean, if you're having a problem with Trump, like President Trump, it's because, I mean, he's different than any other president we've ever had as far as what he says and how he says it. He has like no filter you'd expect in a president. So maybe that's why people, if they do, I don't know anybody that has group text threads about Trump, but maybe that's why.
Like, I think it's Hollywood. Hollywood, which should tell you a lot.
I don't know. I mean, I have people that I know that like don't like him, but I don't know. Maybe they do the actual texting. Maybe it's you saying Hollywood does the texting?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it's that. I don't know people that are like, oh, got to get my Trump tweet or my Trump text.
Grass that was present during Kanye's Sunday service at Coachella is selling for $405. I mean, literal grass.
Good Lord.
It's being sold under names like Holy Grass and Spiritual Grass.
Like marijuana? You mean?
No, like real grass, like sod.
Oh. Never mind then.
Baggies of grass clippings are not only being sold online, but being purchased for the price of anywhere from $7 to $405. This comes after Kanye hosted his infamous Sunday morning service on Easter Sunday at Coachella with nearly 50,000 people in attendance. So they're saying holy grass, spiritual grass, like lawn grass, not marijuana. And Offset has always said that he wants to reconnect with his father, and after 23 years, he finally did it. The two were reconnected over the weekend, and the video has been posted to Offset's Instagram page with the caption, "Dreams do come true. Haven't seen my father in 23 years, and I still love him. The past is in the past, and the present is all we have to rely on. We're not perfect in any shape or form. I love you, Pops, no matter what." The video shows Offset and his dad meeting and then hugging with tears rolling down their faces. I think this is a great story.
It is.
But I do think it's kind of funny because there is a simultaneous story right now about Offset in the news. That is, he was at a Target over the weekend and some kid was taking pictures of him and he smacked his phone out of his hands, broke his phone, flipped out on this kid. And like the mom now is like pressing charges and says that she wants him to apologize publicly and get their son a new phone and all this. So it just seems like...
You always think that there's an angle to everything. I think
when you're
it's
a
possible.
Celebrity, you have a PR team. Yes, this is exactly why they release things on certain times.
It's possible,
I think.
But when did the actual reunion happen with the father? Was that a while ago? And now they're just putting it out there? Because then I could see what you're saying. But
looks like they reconnected over the weekend.
Well, I think that's just ironic timing then. I think if they connected 2 weeks ago and we didn't know about it till now, it's like, oh, you just were sitting on this till something big happened. Okay.
Or is it?
I don't know, Alex. I don't know.
Coming up in less than an hour, some artists are mad at Marshmello for working with someone that they don't like.
Lenny Bree is our technical producer on the new 92.1 Radio Now. That's the station we are on in Houston, Texas. And he's got a friend that's getting a lot of crap for not wanting to delete pics off of their phone. What are these picks of? Well, I think we all know what they are, but I want to hear it from Lenny coming up in about two songs here on Radio Now.